Good morning. My name is Renata Reiner, for those of you who might not know me. I'm new to this church, but I've been given the opportunity to share a little bit of what the Lord has been doing in my life recently. My husband and I, Doug, were missionaries in Brazil for 30 years with Baptist Admissions, and this May, early May, the Lord took him home after a battle with cancer. And as I was in the fog of my grief and praying and asking the Lord what he would have for me to do, one verse became clear to me, and it was one that he reminded me of and one that we had used on our very first prayer card and in our very first presentation when we were on deputation. And it is 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." And the Lord brought that verse to my mind because as I was in a quandary trying to figure out what the Lord would have for me, he brought this verse because he wanted to remind me that before I even knew Doug, my husband, before I went to Bible college, the Lord had called me to missions. And I felt that the Lord was leading me back to this path now as a single woman instead of a married woman. And so throughout the summer, I have been in contact with administrators at Baptist Admissions. I've been in contact with my colleagues in Brazil as well as Brazilian colleagues on the field, and they were very supportive. So last month, actually 2 months ago almost now, October 24th, I left for my first trip back to Brazil after a year and a half. And during that time, I had the opportunity to visit with the churches in the Northeast that we worked in for 25 years. And I was given opportunities to teach modules on education. I spoke at an area-wide ladies conference. I also presented my ministry in two of the area churches. And in general, I was able to reacquaint myself with the believers, with all of those people with whom we had worked for so many years. And it started the healing process in my own heart, but I also believed it was a healing process for the Brazilians as well. However, I'm also working now more specifically in the area of publishing, and you can see in those pictures this is a little bit of what I've been doing. The Baptist Press in Brazil was started more than 50 years ago, and they translated materials from English into Portuguese and did not take into account any cultural differences that there might be and have never updated it. And so that is my task. The director of the press, who was a colleague, Mark Swedberg, approached me shortly after Doug's funeral and asked if I would come on board. I had done a little bit of this before Doug was sick, but now I was able to consider it, pray about it seriously, and I'm able to dedicate all of my time to this now, which is a huge project. And what the plan is to, in some cases, rewrite and in other cases edit the existing materials and to republish the entire Sunday school curriculum from the little the nursery children all the way up through adults. And it's a monumental task. So this trip that I just was in Brazil allowed me to become familiar with the workings, because as far as curriculum development is concerned, I can get a curriculum in order and ready to be presented. What I didn't understand was the process of taking it to print. And so I am working through that, and the people that work at the press are really great with helping me with that. So with that, I would ask for your prayers in this new endeavor of mine, because it is a large task. I will be doing a lot of it from here, but my goal is to make two trips to Brazil to do some hands-on work with getting materials into print. And I would also ask you to pray for the project itself. We need writers, we need illustrators, and we need money to bring these things into print. All of that is necessary. So thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to being a part of this church in the future.